I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord and a hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Throughout history, children's movies have included scenes that test the boundaries of what children can be asked to handle emotionally. And they did a huge nationwide survey asking people what are the most soul-crushing moments from kids' movies. And here's a few that made the top. From The Lion King, Simba watching his father die and trying in vain to wake him up.
It's pretty sad.
Gut-wrencher.
Yep.
From Bambi, the death of Bambi's mom, obviously. Old Yeller. God, I still remember my dad crying. Catching my dad crying watching this.
Yeah, I've never watched that movie.
Travis has to put his beloved dog, Old Yeller, down after he gets rabies.
Yeah.
It's a tragic moment.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's from the 50s, I think.
Spoiler alert.
We didn't spoil how he got rabies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. See? This one, I don't know. From the 1986 Transformers, the movie.
Great movie.
When they killed off Optimus Prime.
My God, terrible.
That's an emotional.
Oh, my God.
Very emotional.
It's one of the most emotional things I've ever seen.
No, come on.
Dude. That movie is crazy,
yeah.
By the way. They have, like, 80s hair metal and Transformers in
yes.
the same thing. Like, I feel like the people that created it were like, Transformers is cool. And then they did a bunch of drugs, and they're like, "Why don't we get Orson Welles and we can plan it?" And then,
like, yeah,
they're just like that's what throwing they did. Stuff out there. We're gonna have Whitesnake do the theme, and then
yep.
Whitesnake did the theme.
I don't think it's. I don't know if it's Whitesnake,
well,
but it's like
it.
An 80s.
Whatever
metal,
they did, they nailed it.
It's like a crazy 80s metal thing. They're like, "We'll kill Optimus Prime."
Oh, that was. I remember seeing that and being like, "Wait a second, none of this makes any sense."
Toy Story 3 makes the list when Andy gives his toys away and says goodbye as he leaves for college.
Dude, I felt that one.
Oh, man.
As an adult.
That's like, not the part I would have thought. I would have thought it would have been the part where they're all sliding into the incinerator.
No, that's nothing. Because that's just
yes,
BS.
Just, to me, that's
that was
scary.
Just a suspense. You're like, oh, so that's just a suspense because they end up saving themselves from the incinerator. It's more so I connected to the kid giving up. Because I still remember the moment where I was like, my friends are playing sports and playing basketball, and I had like this ninja action figure that I kept playing with, and I was like, I think it's time to put this away. Like, I think this is it's time.
Did you ever secretly play, like, just like, okay, one more time?
Lisa,
okay.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so
like,
yeah.
Still, the same
like,
ninja.
To this day.
But yeah, I still secretly play with my action figure.
Now?
Currently as a grown-ass man, yes.
Can I tell you?
No.
So for me, this is why I think it's weird with that movie, them putting it on the list. That's something that punches adults in the gut. Like kids, I think they see that. They don't even realize it's anything major. But like I know myself, like there was a time, just like James, you know, I had the big imagination. I had all the G.I. Joes. I had all that stuff. And it was like, wow, like I can't do this anymore. What helped me was that I had a brother that was 6 years younger than me. So it's like, I'm just going to go play with Drew.
Oh,
I'm just going to go play with Drew.
Yeah, funny. I remember the last time I played with action figures. I'll never forget it because I was at my dad's house. I had set up all these X-Men action figures to have like this incredible,
battle.
Incredible time.
Yep.
And then I was like halfway through it and I'm just like, this is stupid. I'm stupid.
Oh, man.
He made, like, a conscious decision.
Yeah,
then.
So then I, like, opened my bedroom door and was like, that's it. That's all she wrote.
What?
Yeah. For the adventures.
The adventures of Andy.
That's great. I guess now it's taxed.
That did that. That movie like tore my heart out.
I'm with you. I felt the same way.
Yep.
It's just like Andy was saying, I relived my little moment with my ninja action figure.
Yep. Because it's like, it's that whole thing where it's like, oh man, you're only a kid for so long.
Yeah.
You better start looking for a job.
So you're right. That moment probably
right out and got hired.
That sad moment probably resonates more with adults than with
kids.
Yeah,
I think kids see that. They don't even know how tragic that is. They
don't realize how hard they're about to get hit with reality.
Oh, my God, yeah.
E.T., when E.T. says goodbye to Elliot with his I'll be right here line, you know, that just traumatized him, and it wasn't emotional for him, but for a lot of people it was emotional. In Pete's Dragon, like the newer version from 2016, right at the start of the movie, I guess Pete is lost in the forest and terrified after his parents are killed in a car accident.
Oh, jeez.
So,
I love to make it real dark off the top.
And this was like Aiden's, one of his favorite movies, but I know it made him emotional when he was a kid, The Iron Giant. It's probably not in anyone's wheelhouse here because it falls out of the time frame, but The Iron Giant... It's listed as the number one soul-crushing moment from a kid's movie. The Iron Giant sacrifices himself to save a town from a nuclear strike. I remember catching little Aiden crying to that movie, and he was all emotional.
Yeah, like, the Iron Giant's kind of big in, like, in weird, like, gaming pop culture.
Yeah, it's never a big one for me.
But I never understood it.
Do you remember, did you have that moment, Lise, where you were, that's it, you were done playing with dolls and Barbies? And-
Oh, yeah. You know, but it was just like, I was okay with it.
Is it more of an emotional thing for guys than girls?
It was hard, but that's why I asked James if he would like sneak, because I think that I had like those moments where I'm like, well, I'll just keep them out for a little bit. It's hard to let go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why you keep them on a shelf, you know? So they're always there. You know, they're always there if I decide I want to go on a little adventure. We're going to get the old crew back together. Uh-huh. Go do some ninja stuff. Hell yeah. Now we got John Cena in the mix too.
I was such a dork. I was so proud of all my X-Men figures that I took them to the library because they would let you showcase your collections. I set them all up in the public library so people could look at them.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That is awesome.
I didn't know you could do that.
I missed one here in the middle of the list, and a bunch of people have been texting about it. Funny enough, it's when the horse dies in the Never-Ending Story. And yeah, it did make the list.
I don't remember that part.
Wow, it just so many.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think I saw the Neverending Story one time.
I watched it a lot.
And there's some reason why I decided never to watch it again. And I have to assume that it's got to be that.
It's a pretty emotional moment.
I watched it a lot when I was young. And then I went and watched it as an adult. And I was like, these special effects are awful.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Note to all the manly men of the world, China's government wants you on their TV. Not the girly girls they've been seeing lately.
Oh, my God.
The government wants Asian broadcasters to start promoting revolutionary culture, whatever that is. And the president has called for a national rejuvenation. As they see it, broadcasters should cover business, culture, education, and religion, and must put an end to sissy men.
Oh, boy. What do they mean?
There's an official concern that the androgynous look of some Japanese and South Korean pop stars are failing to encourage China's young men to be masculine enough. And they want to stop seeing that on TV.
The guys in those groups do look like some kind of like anime men.
Yeah, they look bizarre. Weird dangly earrings, eye makeup and stuff. Just their whole style is a little, combination.
Feminine.
Yeah. Very feminine. Yeah.
I really think it's like a world takeover plan that China has. I feel like on TikTok, they try to morph femininity and masculinity with their content that they push. And but I'm weird, man. I've got a lot of time on my hands.
He's been analyzing it quite some time.
He's been looking into
going
it
over a lot. You know? Let's go to China TikTok specialist Andy Green.
They're up to something like that, though.
Well, I will
psychological.
I still think something's going on, even though I thought like there was supposed to be some kind of separation between like China's influence on that. And like what we saw,
you still think there's an influence?
Well, there's still some kind of I don't know. It seems like an agenda's being pushed.
It does. Like there's weird propaganda. And
now that just might be what this American company who's in charge wants to push now.
I'm like 3 or 4 years away from being a tinfoil person.
Just a couple of years.
Tinfoil person.
I got some tinfoil in my car.
It's going to be loud on the show.
Yeah. That's good.
You're going to bring...
Andy, can you back your helmet? Can you back your helmet off a little bit?
Sorry, it's Andy. A foil helmet.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to have to talk about your tinfoil helmet on the show.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I legitimately have tinfoil right now.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I was looking at it. Yeah.
It's just really, you know what, people are hearing it.
They are?
No, people keep saying that they...
Listen, like, it keeps all the agendas
see,
and
like,
propaganda.
Right there, when you just turn your head and it's...
Really, it's propaganda!
It's all really right. Distracting.
I can still do comedy like this.
No, I don't know, dude. It's,
dude, you have it on your hands.
It's hard to really hear you over the tinfoil lately.
Just get used to it.
He's not going to change, guys. I told you.
Getting a lot of complaints about that noise.
No, I read a study and he's onto something.
Can you maybe wear it just after the show?
I'll think about it. I got to do some research on okay. how to alleviate all the signals and everything that are happening here. But,
well, it's just going to be real hard to do a radio show with a tinfoil man.
I would love. I know it's hard to hear because he's got it around his whole head.
Yes. Like propaganda in this noggin.
None is getting in.
Yeah, again, it's tough, man. You gotta maybe just stop moving as much if you could.
That's how I do it. That's how I do this job. I don't know what you want.
It's just weird you made those shoulder pads.
I don't like it, but I'll stop wearing the tinfoil.
Okay, all right. We appreciate it. The show will be better off because of it.
The whole place, we come in, the whole place is wrapped.
I figured it out.
Oh, it's like Better Call Saul. It's like Better Call Saul.
Oh, Brady's wrapped the whole room in tinfoil while we're sleeping.
That's it.
You know how much that cost?
Pretty penny.
That's a lot of foil, man.
Yep.
Live from the tinfoil room, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
No. 3 more years.
Yeah.
Made Ken come in here and help me with it.
Women who've had a breast reduction might know this, but most people don't. Turns out, they can grow back. Happened to a 24-year-old woman in L.A. named Bethany Lyon, and she's been talking about it online now. She paid $10,000 for a breast reduction 2 years ago. She was an E-cup.
Okay.
At 22 years old, was already having back pain, so she got them reduced to a C-cup, but it didn't take. 3 months after the surgery, she knew there was something wrong because they started growing back and the clothes she bought had started to split at the seams. Within a year, they were all the way back.
Like they grew all the way back?
They grew all the way back. Yeah.
She has like the Incredible Hulk boobs or something that rip apart her clothes.
There's some incredible sandpapers in you. What sandpapers you got?
What about making so angry?
I would love a woman with incredible Hulk boobs.
The strongest sandpapers you've ever seen.
Bust their way out of her shirt? How arousing.
And they come beat you in the face with them, too. These things are ease again?
Yeah, they're back to ease.
They're back to ease.
Is that her? She doesn't look like she's got a set of E knockers.
She's wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah, let's listen to her for a second here. Talk about it if we can.
Let me use this to answer a couple of questions. So I was 22 when I got my breast reduction, and my boobs grew back by the time I was 23. They started growing back after about 3 months, and by like 8 months post-op, they were pretty much back to the size that they were before.
How?
You get your money back.
Fun fact, I was under contract literally 2 months after my surgery, which was not a great idea. I'm a singer and dancer, and I was in the wedding singer, and literally by the end of the contract, I ripped out of my costumes because my boobs were growing so fast. Like, my whole dress just busted open at the seams on the last week. I'm also getting a lot of questions asking where my top is from. The top in that video and in like...
She was in the wedding singer?
I guess.
The wedding singer?
She was in the wedding singer.
But she's... I'm confused.
So that was her during surgery. That was the original size. And that's a recent picture over there. They're back.
That's crazy.
So the question is it just weight gain?
I was going to say, is it breast tissue or is it just chub?
No, apparently they really did grow back, and she's not the only person this has happened to. A plastic surgeon in New York says it's rare, but it happens, sometimes because of hormonal changes. Bethany thinks it might have something to do with the fact that she has thyroid issues. So now she's debating whether or not to get a second surgery to size down again. But as you heard her say, she's a dancer, so it's also affecting her career. There's not a ton of dancers with giant knockers.
No.
Doesn't seem like it'd be easy to dance with.
She doesn't, even like back in the day, it didn't exactly look like she had like a dancer body.
No.
Right.
Which is makes it really weird that she made it to the level where she'd be in a major movie.
Yeah. She might have been just in a bar scene or something.
Yeah, or the Wedding Singer could have been a cheesy, wasn't there like Oktoberfest things happening? And how do I have an image?
She had to have been like a family member at one of the weddings where he's singing. And I feel like when she's like, it was the last week of filming, you were probably there for like 2 days.
How old is she? She's 24?
Yeah, how old would she have been when the Wedding Singer
was, that was a long time ago, that movie.
She'd probably be around puberty time.
So she was a child. She was just a child in running around at one of the weddings.
Her boobs had to be big enough to bust out of the dress.
I guess.
Was that when she was... No, this is her.
Maybe she meant to say she is a wedding singer.
She is a wedding singer. Because I think...
Oh, boy.
The wedding singer.
She is the craziest dancer you've ever seen.
Dinner theater. What? Dinner theater as a dancer. Oh, yeah. It's a dinner theater. She wasn't in the movie. She's too young to be in the movie.
Yeah, so there is
She wasn't even born yet, I don't think.
Oh, so in the, a dinner theater version of the wedding scene.
Yes.
I was in a dinner theater version of the wedding. I was under contract. I was in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
That movie was from, what year? 97?
Yeah, it's, very old. And I just...
She doesn't dance enough.
She doesn't dance enough.
No. Now it adds up a little more.
Yes, now it's making way more sense.
Because we were totally confused.
You always leave out, though, the dinner theater part, I guess.
The Wedding Singer.
I was in the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, were you? I never knew that about you.
Yes.
Like in the movie?
No, Summer Stock. It was a small park.
All right.
It was a very small local park.
Oh, a local park production of the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And they cast you as the Phantom.
No. I played a guy who swept.
Oh, okay. You're like the janitor in the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, just swept.
In the park.
Yep.
Okay, well, geez.
same thing.
Yeah, this wasn't computing, and now it definitely makes sense.
Right.
It was in a dinner theater version of The Wedding Singer.
But her boobs are
bust right through.
I guess, Dave, if you were with someone and they decided to get their boobs taken off, and you'd be so sad because they were your number one most favorite thing, but you'd understand. But then if they grew back, you'd be so happy.
I'd be
secretly
thanking the Lord. Oh, I'm so sorry, babe.
Yes. You know?
Right, it would work out for the guy if he's into it, but for her as a dancer in a dinner theater production, it's...
I think she's got more things to worry about with the dancing than just her tatas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
A lot to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason why she's doing dinner theater.
There is.
I agree.
There is. Yeah, I agree. not going to get any of the big gigs.
No. She's not going to be in Black Swan.
No, she's not. For sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Man, Florida's effed up.
An Indian River County, Florida man is undergoing evaluations after he made a fake bomb in an attempt to fight his eviction.
That's
pretty creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. The man, who is not being identified, crafted what turned out to be a fake bomb and posted a sign warning people to not approach his residence.
Oh, my. Look at that.
There it is right there. Picture of it for you.
Is it a tackle box?
I'll tell you what it is in a second. As a result, he was taken to a hospital for evaluation.
Sure.
This happened 2 days ago. Two deputies arrived to serve a final eviction notice. They saw a black box taped to the front porch pillar with wires attached to it and some batteries. It said, "Please do not approach." I think he means approach.
But oh, okay.
A-P-R-O-U-C-H.
Close. Yeah.
Do not approach this house.
Yeah.
Don't you approach it.
I wish to only talk to Channel 12 TV. Do not tough anything. I think he means touch again.
Uh-huh.
I know you are only jobs doing. You have family, but stay back. Channel 12 only.
I think he means business, Chief.
I'm not going near that place.
It's real scary.
He's got a tackle box.
The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office and a bomb technician to investigate determined it was just the base of a dustbuster with some batteries strapped to it.
Okay. All right. Oh, man.
Was he... This back here with these extra cords in case it was needed for the bomb. Just to
make it look like maybe it was wired in, hardwired in.
Okay, to the lamp.
I guess.
The deputies were able to get the resident to the front door after avoiding the dangerous dustbuster base. They took him into custody, and the eviction was ultimately served.
Yeah.
He did not want to go. Is that his cane? Did he leave his cane outside?
I don't know what that is. Is that a cane? Yeah, maybe it is.
I think it might be a cane. Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
There sure is.
He's in a lot of trouble, that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That does not look like a bomb.
No.
Tell him that.
No.
For sure. Another day, another woman attacking her guy in Florida. This woman behind bars, she allegedly attacked her husband with a plate of spaghetti in a domestic pasta battery that left the victim covered in meat sauce.
My God.
Investigators charged that 44-year-old Melissa Daigle was intoxicated last night during a family discussion that turned wrong, and she threw her plate of spaghetti at her husband. It struck him in the head, then fell to his torso and lap. They said he wasn't injured, just covered in hot meat sauce. This happened in Largo.
Sounds like a dream. Covered in hot meat sauce.
She was arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail. During a court appearance, a judge barred her from having any contact with her husband.
That's nice, yeah.
That'll be tough. And ordered her to be outfitted with an alcohol monitoring device. She apparently works at a Largo bar. So that'll be tough, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 She was arrested just a couple of months ago for allegedly spitting on her husband and throwing car keys at him at 1 o'clock in the morning. He, at that time, declined to pursue charges against her, but I guess is now moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just the thought of all that wasted spaghetti.
Yeah.
And here these tough times.
Her mugshot there.
Oh, my. I can see why you just move on from
that. It's time to get a divorce.
How old is she?
She's 44.
Okay.
Works at a Largo bar.
Yep.
My God.
Yeah.
A lot of bags under the eyes.
Yeah, she's been through some stuff. She's pretty tired. I feel like she skims a lot off the top at work.
I thought you were talking about money at first.
No, booze.
Booze.
Yeah. I better make sure this bottle's still good.
Oh, I screwed this one up. Miles, all right, I'll kick it.
Yeah, a lot of screwed up drinks.
I think so. Look, just from the looks of her.
Oh, man.
If you want to check her out, you can see her mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you're in Clearwater, maybe you know her. Maybe she served you a drink.
I feel like you could cast her in a movie with Clint Eastwood as his wife. And it would have been, people would be like, yes.
I think you could cast her as Clint Eastwood.
She, man, you know, chop that hair off a bit, put a cowboy hat on her.
She's older looking.
She is. Yeah. Well, she's had a tough a tough bartending Clearwater life.
Yeah.
In other Florida news, you remember this little gem, the woman who was caught skinny dipping in a Southwest Florida man's pool.
Mm-hmm.
You remember her?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't hot, right?
She was not. She was, I think we featured her on Hot or Not.
Oh, my God.
At some point after seeing this story. But 42-year-old Heather Kennedy had her day in court after this, and she has copped a plea to a pair of misdemeanor criminal charges. She pleaded no contest to trespass and resisting charges in connection with a bizarre incident in July at a residence in Port Charlotte. A judge sentenced her to time she had already served and fined her $320. In the original story we played on the show, she was arrested after a 69-year-old Florida man came home and found her naked in his pool. He tried to coax her out. She wouldn't move. He had to call the cops. The cops came. She still didn't want to get out. She eventually struggled with deputies as they attempted to handcuff her. Days after being released from custody after this, she was arrested again for breaking into a truck. She got burglary, theft, and criminal mischief charges there. And then they discovered as they were putting her into the facility, she had a crack pipe in her vag.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Surprise.
Yeah. Oh, we got something.
So then two other charges were stemmed from that.
Yeah.
Turns out she's had quite a few run-ins with the law through the years, including having morphine pills found on her illegally, marijuana, crack, and meth pipes.
Tried it all.
When she was caught with the pills, she claimed they were property of a man by the name of Crackhead Chris.
She might be telling the truth.
I was going to say that.
Probably that's all she knows about.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Crackhead Chris's.
Turns out they were. You can't hold crack for someone else, you know?
No, you sure can't.
You can't.
She is being held in the Charlotte County Jail. I mean, this shot is a little bit better of her.
It's not great.
Not great, but better.
I think I thought she was going to be a larger than she ended up being in the pool. Because I remember seeing that pool shot. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But then her face is not one of the best.
No. She's got that the nose of a
fighter, an ex-fighter.
Yeah.
There's an old school movie star.
Bugsy. Is it Bug something? Who am I thinking of? Who had the big nose? Like, really big nose.
I have no idea.
You might have looked him up last time we did this, too.
I don't recall star with any big of nose. Them. I don't think he did.
Bugsy Malone? No. Him. Who's he?
I don't know, Dave. This is very old.
That guy's famous. That one right there.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
Who is he?
I've seen him. I don't know, man. He's from 19...
That's from 1920.
Yeah.
Dave's like, you know the 1920s... talkie.
Yeah, this guy might have been a silent movie star.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
Who is he? Why can't I get his name? It won't. Anyways.
You're even working out of my wheelhouse,
Carl Malden? Carl Malden?
Dude, you could have just...
Jimmy Durante?
That's it.
Maybe.
Lisa's just saying yes to everything. Sure, that's it. Got it.
Well, now I want to find out that guy's name.
Like an old man's big nose pictures all day.
Yeah, now we're never going to know that guy's name.
Well, fine. Let's find out.
Sure. Dave, yep, you got it.
Carl Malden? who? I don't know.
She's got the nose of Carl Malden. That's all I'm saying. No one knows who that is. Or Jimmy Durante.
Yeah, right.
Now I know exactly what it looks like.
Right. No one knows what he's talking about.
When Al doesn't know what you're talking about.
That's a sad sign.
Jeez. That is going back in the memory banks.
Fine. I guess I should update my references. Or W.C. Fields.
That's who that guy is.
That's it. W.C. Fields.
Oh, my God. It hit him like a download.
There. That's W.C. Fields. Classic comedian. I mean, he's been dead since 1946.
Yeah.
He was born in 1880. That dude. What movie is he in that you remember?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know why he's in my head.
It just hit him, too. He's like...
W.C. Fields.
I don't know. what was his famous line? Did he have a famous line? A dead fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to swim upstream.
Well, from what? What is this from?
I don't know. That was like the most hilarious joke back in 1881.
Look, let's play a clip.
You want some of his funniest lines, yep. Lisa?
Okay, oh, God. Who knows what he's going to say?
Put that down.
What's the matter, Pop? Don't you love me anymore?
Certainly I love you.
Don't
you ever see this kid?
You better tell me I don't love him.
Do you know a man by the name of Lafong? Carl Lafong. Capital L, small A. Capital F, small O, small
what?
N.
That's what I grew up
small
watching.
G. Lafong. Carl Lafong.
We only had two channels
no,
on our TV
know.
In Ireland.
Carl Lafong. Capital L, small
oh my
A.
God. This is what people had to watch.
This was like brilliant writing G. back in the day.
And if I did know Carl Lafong, I wouldn't admit it.
All right, let's all
look at the cars are driving.
Yeah, keep going, Dave.
Oh, some people would watch that back in the day and be like,
dying.
Oh,
dying.
Oh, my God.
My father. Father, this is Og Ogilvy.
Og Ogilvy. Sounds like a bubble in a bathtub.
That was funny. It felt like a bubble in a bathtub.
Yep.
Is that what he just said?
Yeah, that's what he said, Lise.
He almost struck a child, and it was like at the breakfast table, and that was just normal. That's
what people thought was hilarious.
Get out of here, you little crap head.
Yeah.
Yeah, child abuse was acceptable in movies. In those
days. Yeah. Look what they're wearing there.
A top hat.
Just a normal day on the town, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Old-timey people were hilarious.
Listen, we had BBC One and BBC Two.
Oh my
and they
God.
Just showed crap like this when I
Look
was growing
his
up.
His pants are so high.
I think he did the old My Little Chickadee. That was like one of his famous lines.
Man.
I think that's him. Went way too far down. Yeah.
1940s film.
There he is.
1940. My Little Chickadee. That is in Dave's memory bank.
Look at the cast. Mae West.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
There you go. You want something to watch? My Little Chickadee from 1940. Anyways.
Who knows?
Let's move on to some other news of the day. It's amazing how many people think they're important enough to be spied on. And doing a bunch of drugs and being paranoid probably doesn't help this guy. But a 28-year-old guy from Pennsylvania was convinced someone had messed with his CD player in his car the other day. He thought they took it apart and replaced the parts so the CD was spying on him.
Oh, my God.
Need some meds
it
for that.
He was on meth.
He was on meth. He already had drugs.
Yeah. He lives near Lancaster in the southeast corner of Pennsylvania, but he does not trust the cops there. So he drove more than 4 hours across state to another police station in Punxsutawney just to file a report with some cops he trusted.
Okay.
As soon as he got there, he said,
my CD player is spying on me.
We're going to do a drug test on you right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Turns out he hadn't slept in days, too.
That's what it does.
Yeah. They arrested him after they found meth in his car, along with other drug-related stuff. No word on what they're charging him yet with. They have not released his name or mugshot yet, just his age.
What's wild is to go into a police station and say, hey, I think my car is spying on me. You guys should go check it out. But then, leaving your meth all in it. Like you just left your meth in it.
He wasn't thinking.
Yeah,
straight.
It's not really.
CD player was top,
I know.
To speak to cops he trusted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
I've never been up for days.
No, I usually. Have.
You know.
Doesn't go well.
Yeah,
I
no.
have not. I have never given that a whirl.
Yeah,
and I think I've passed my been up for days phase.
Yeah,
right?
I think I have too.
Oh yeah,
that's in the past. I wouldn't be able to do it. Like James, who thinks he'd be able to swing for 36 hours or something straight without sleeping.
We can give him some meth. He'd be up.
Meth. Maybe we need meth.
Some 5-hour energy. I'll be fine.
Okay.
36 hours.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, James.
Yeah, but we can be keeping my mind occupied with you know, stuff going on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look forward to the challenge, but I feel like it's doable.
He could do it.
Yeah.
36 hours, I think, is doable.
Yeah. You think like, so?
I think when you start to get into 48 hours.
That's also, keep in mind, you get a break for 20 minutes every 4 hours, according to the rules.
Yeah.
So,
could you sleep? Could you sleep for 18
minutes?
I don't
know. Why not?
No, that would make it real. That, trying to get up after that, James, you would make it much worse.
Just get up, hop back on that swing, and have Ken give me a big push.
You're not allowed to get pushed. You have to be.
Oh, not
that's
even
one of the rules.
Starter push. Okay.
No starter push.
Usually, like 48 hours is where it gets weird.
Dicey.
Mm. Coming up, the Times of India. What does a government official want Indian car horns to sound like? Let's find out.
The Times of India.
An Indian government official is introducing new legislation that would change the sound of car horns in India. The government wants to mandate that vehicle horns there should sound like Indian musical instruments.
I love it.
I don't know how you'd hear them over the actual Indian music that's probably always playing.
Yeah, it would get confusing, right?
Over here, I would love to have that. Like, roll up behind somebody at a stoplight.
What is that? I don't know what that meant.
These guys bring it home.
There's a big problem with
a cobra.
Car honking there, right?
Yeah.
It's a big issue. All through the night, all through the morning, it's a massive complaint.
They think this
always
will be better?
They think people would appreciate Indian music sounds more than they would regular honking noise pollution. There are actually no honking zones all over India, but most vehicles don't follow the norms.
I thought it might be a guy like, move.
Get out of the way.
Move.
Yes.
Something about eBay.
We all know what it should sound like, though.
That's what I was going
to
say.
This is what it has to sound
that's
like.
That's really what it should have.
If it ever really wants to work, you got to make it sound like this, if I can. I'll just get to that. Oh, my God. Yeah. That'll make me jump out of the way.
Move!
Seen the actual words for it.
It's not. It's someone's doing English translation. Really bad. They think people would appreciate Indian music sounds more than honking, and they'd get less complaints. So now they're trying to get this bill passed.
I thought they might go with like, don't they have, like, sacred animals, like cows and stuff like that, that maybe they would go with, like, the sound of, like, a moo?
Like a moo.
Or just any kind of animal. It is weird, like, we just picked a horn instead of, like, something that says, like, move it.
Yeah. I think hearing
it's gonna be loud, though.
500 move it's in unison would also sound.
Well, because they never lay off their horn.
No, they don't,
right?
They don't.
Yeah,
and
they're
God.
Always going off over there.
Yeah.
Will this be better? We'll have to wait and see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This story came up on the show the other day, but it's spawning a question. What's the worst mistake you made on a first date? Because this woman in Florida got on the back of a guy's motorcycle, a decision she soon regretted when he was involved in a high-speed chase. This was their first date. What's the worst mistake you made on a first date? That's what we want to know. If you've got a story, I want to share it. 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us. That's 46969. 46969. If you missed the story, this 22-year-old man in Florida named Taylor Beverly, he decided to get his date hop on the back of his motorcycle the other night. So she tentatively agreed to the ride, hops on, and at some point, he ran a red light. He saw a cop at the intersection. The cop turned on his lights, but he didn't stop. So then he decided he would just try and speed up to try and beat the cop. Hit speeds well over 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, running several more red lights, all with this chick on the back of his bike, this chick he just met on their first date. He was eventually caught. His excuse to the cops was he was just trying to show off for this date.
Yeah.
The woman who made the mistake of getting on the back of this stranger's motorcycle said she was screaming at him to stop, but he refused to do so. She says there will not be a second date. Taylor was charged with a felony for fleeing the cops. He was released after posting a $10,000 bond. They discovered he did have a previous rap sheet, including convictions for cocaine possession, grand theft, and passing a counterfeit check as well. So she didn't pick up on any of the red flags before that.
No.
But then paid the price for making a mistake and getting on the back of this guy's bike. So the question for you is, what mistake did you make on a first date? If you've got a story to share, 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, my car door didn't latch well. Decided to still pick up this girl for a date.
Uh-huh.
First right turn I took, she got flung out the door.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Well, you got to be easy with it if you got a faulty door.
You got to let someone know. Like, hey, seatbelt up. That
gonna
door just flies open.
It's going to be a ride.
Oh, man. That's not going to work out. I'm guessing they didn't get married after that.
I know. If you fly out of someone's car on a first date,
I just keep going, right? I mean, you just keep going.
Yeah, you just realize that's never going to work.
Just leave them.
Good luck!
Leave them to bleed.
No, you can't leave them to bleed.
No, you shouldn't.
Because that's really horrible.
Yep.
Worst mistake I made on a first date, had sex. Knocked her up.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's
my
a big one.
God.
Now have a house full of kids.
Oh, man.
Made a bunch of them from that one time. Yeah, well, I guess he signed up long term.
Yeah,
huh?
He did.
Wow.
Have a house full of kids. Mm. Oh, my God. That is, honestly, a nightmare. Having sex on a first date. I mean, maybe you grow to love each other. But generally, that's a horrible.
It's not a good plan.
Like, sex on a first date, God. That leads to a baby. Most people have sex on first dates these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But sex on a first date that leads to a baby.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
terrifying.
Absolutely. Met a guy at a line dancing bar.
Well, stop right there.
My mistake, I decided to let him take me out on a date. He asked me to move my ring finger over to my left hand because he was turned on by the idea of me being a married woman. Mm. All the red flags and still went on the date.
My
mistake. What a strange request. Hey, am I putting that ring on the other hand?
You're just a mess.
Dating a married woman?
It's just
weird.
A mess.
That's a really weird request.
Mm-hmm. Most women should run from that.
Definitely.
Come on.
Well, it tells you something about him, too. He's like targeting married chicks, like, all the time.
My first date mistake was not stopping a woman after her third tequila shot. She went on to do 8 tequila shots.
Way too many.
Holy cow.
I then made her pay for them all, and I walked out.
How is she still, like, alive?
She is a
standing
lot.
There, man. I can barely do 8. I don't know if now I know I couldn't do 8 shots of tequila. I might have been able to back
like
when
beast
I was,
mode
when I was strong and
yeah.
really into drugs and alcohol. But how does a girl? How does like a
I don't
girl.
Know how she did it without just like pooping her pants right there.
Oh my goodness!
Someone said my mistake I made on a first date. Met this girl on an app. She said she just got broken up with a couple weeks ago. Anyway, a few NBA players are at a table nearby me.
Mm-hmm.
Being the sports fan I am, I ran over to talk to them for a second and get back to the table. The girl is pale. She's kind of looking sick. I say, what's wrong? She slowly shows me a phone with one of the players, her ex. My love of sports ruined my first date.
I would just be...
you've been with an NBA player. I will not be able to satisfy you in that regard.
My lady.
Yeah, you know you wouldn't.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not up to the NBA standards.
Nope.
In a couple of areas.
Nope.
Sandy's with us. Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, biggest mistake you've made on a first date after this woman got on the back of a guy's motorcycle on a first date and ended up in a high-speed chase?
Yeah, I went on a date with someone when I was 18. We were supposed to go to his parents for dinner. He took me to a flat in Hamtramck where 4 of his buddies were waiting for me.
What do you mean waiting for you?
Well, walked up the stairs to this flat and opened the door thinking I was going to see parents, and I saw 4 dudes. One was in a towel. I don't know what the hell, I'm sorry, I don't know what they were trying to figure out or what they had planned, but I took off running.
Yeah,
and ended up on a corner. Ended up on a corner with a hooker who was working, and she hit me, or he—I'm not sure which it was—hit me in a phone booth because this dude was chasing.
Okay,
you got hooker help.
It's really scary.
That you had a hooker scary. Helper,
hooker protection,
and a phone booth.
She said,
"Yeah, in a phone booth, which is tough to hide in."
Yeah, well, not with this hooker. There was a lot going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, she or whatever it was protected you.
It's a wild
her
date.
Fairy godhooker saved her. I love it.
That's really creepy.
That's scary. What was going to happen? Was she about
really
to be
scary.
To gang banged?
I mean, I think it's called raped.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, I was trying to be more.
Yeah. Because he chased after her.
Yeah, that's really sketchy. Wow.
That's creepy. Man, oh man.
You're lucky you got out of that situation.
No, like she actually, you know, best decision she ever made was to run. Yeah. Get the hell out of there and luckily ran into that.
Fairy godhooker.
Yeah.
Biggest mistake you've made on a first date. This guy said, I got a BJ so good on the first date that it locked me into the worst 2 years of my life.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Made bad choices.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
She was a horrible person with a great mouth.
With a great skill. Yeah. A great skill, but a terrible person.
Terrible, horrible person. Steph's in New Hampshire. Hi, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
So, biggest mistake you made on a first date?
Yeah, so I was in college up in northern Maine, and the town had a pulp mill up there. If you know anything about pulp mills, they smell like rotten eggs.
Okay.
So, after dinner and a movie, I'm driving the girl home, and I just got to rip one so bad. And I'm holding it in. And so I decide to let it go, and I try and cover it up and say, oh, man, that mill is really really ripe tonight. And the girl looks over at me, and she says, yeah, you know, my dad works at the mill, and it's been shut down for 2 weeks for maintenance.
Oh, no.
Destroyed.
And your fart.
Your ass betrayed you.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, not the first time.
Well, sure.
No.
And that's...
It doesn't seem like it.
So many people had ass betrayals. That was their biggest mistake. This woman said, went out to eat. Whatever I had eaten did not settle well. I spent the ride home in his car trying not to poop myself.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Got back to my apartment. He sat on the couch while I destroyed the bathroom. Somehow we've been together 10 years now.
Well, I mean, you've been through it all already.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was. Another one said, I took a girl to Shutter Island on our first date. but I had bubble guts from cabbage. Well, that's your big mistake.
Cabbage.
You had cabbage before a first date.
You ate cabbage before a first date. Every self-respecting Irishman will tell you, never eat cabbage before a first date.
It'd be like me eating a can of baked beans the day before I'm going to go on a date. What are you doing?
Farted throughout the movie.
Oh, my God.
Ran to the bathroom. Didn't make it in time. I had crapped myself.
Oh, my goodness.
I simply just walked out of the theater, leaving her in the movie.
Well, she
I
was
don't
fine
know how she got home, but she never talked to me again.
No.
Because you can't. Listen, at that point, you got to cut your losses.
You got to go.
You can't say, I pooped myself and left you. And was so embarrassed I left you.
Yeah.
You can. You just got to be like, well, that's a woman I'll never see again.
Yep.
And I hope she finds a way home.
Yeah, I mean.
Imagine you're sitting and someone leaves you and you're like, are they coming back? Wow, where'd they go?
I just, you know what's crazy about it is that she might feel like, oh, wow, it was me.
It was her, yeah. You could say he was sick or something. He doesn't have to give details to let her know it wasn't her.
But, like, I'm your ride. I guess what I could do is I'd be like, hey.
Was Shutter Island before texting?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, probably.
Right?
Yeah, like before, just.
So it was just like they disappeared into the night.
I don't know what Shutter Island is.
It's a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Oh, okay. I thought they went to an actual island called, and I was like, the one from the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, at first, I thought the same thing. Wow, they visited.
It was just 11 years ago, so. I guess, you know, most people had.
Because I think what you would have done. Yeah, I think what I would have done is tried to get home as fast as I could, clean up. And then at least say, hey, listen, I am sick, but I will drive you home. And then
something. There was text. You could have just said something.
First date mistake. Morning after, he made the mistake of asking me for a ride to the methadone clinic.
Mm. Oh, shoot.
No second date for him. Hey, yeah. It's a struggle, I'm sure, but you can't ask your
struggle.
The new lady you just met to take
I'd be
you.
Like, good luck with it.
Probably the right move, though.
Yep.
Let me know when you. Well, this is just stupidity.
Figured it out.
First date mistakes. I am deathly allergic to mushrooms, and I let my date order for me. My throat closed completely.
My God.
I woke up in the ER the next morning. This was 3 years ago. She ended up paying for the ER visit, and we're actually still friends to this day.
I mean, if I'm deathly allergic to something.
You tell somebody.
I can't just let somebody else like pick, you know, random things. Especially if I go to a lot of places where I don't even know what anything means. You know, they'll be like the boo da boo da ba da ba doo, and I'm like, what?
What?
Well, sure,
yeah.
I'll take that.
Was in Vegas, went on a blind first date. Woke up in the morning to find out we got married. A week later, found out she had already been married in Ireland as well.
Wow. So then you're charged with polygamy and.
But if you were not aware.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think only the person that's double married can be charged.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Hope anyway. You can't. That would suck.
Yeah.
For polygamy.
I had a Vegas wedding.
Had my first date in Italy with my current fiance 10 years ago. I didn't know the Italian word for anchovy and accidentally got a pizza covered in it. And I pretended that I was fine with it and had to just try and choke it down.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, we didn't kiss that night.
The worst pizza topping.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know.
I've never had it on a pizza.
I've never had it either.
I've only seen it in movies and stuff. Like, I've never... Can you even get it at, like, most regular pizza places?
I thought you used to be able to. Everybody used to order anchovies. I mean, not everybody, but you'd hear.
I think you can.
I think you can get it.
It's just they're in, like, a little tin, right?
Yeah.
And it's a whole fish you eat.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Right on the menu.
Oh, my God.
When I worked at a pizza place, we had it as an option.
Yeah, see? I think it's pretty common.
Oh, God, that's so gross. Come on. I know you want to she's probably pretending she was... Like, spoke great Italian and then felt embarrassed that she didn't know what anchovies was. But at that, you just got to say, oh, I must have ordered the wrong thing. I don't want fish on my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's in a Caesar salad?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I was in Florida with one of my buddies, and he busted out, like, a big thing of...
A dressing?
No, fish.
Oh.
And he's just he was, like, chopping them up and just threw them in the salad that other people... I wasn't going to eat it. But, yeah, it was full chunks.
Generally, it's chopped up really fine and mixed in with the dressing.
Yeah, yeah. This was rocking in there.
Someone said, I wore stilettos on an icy night.
Ooh.
I appreciate that.
Scary.
Couldn't walk.
Dangerous.
The fireman I was going out with on the first date threw me over his shoulder. But his shoulder caught me in the stomach, and I farted right by his head.
Oh, oh my God. It was almost.
There. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it was almost so hot.
I threw her so over. And I got very excited, and then she said that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
What a turn.
He couldn't stop laughing, so it was a first and last date.
Oh my God.
Was she just too mortified to see him again?
Or I'm guessing, and he has a choice. You know, he's got the pick of the litter, so. She was in stilettos trying to impress the firefighter.
And then farts in his face.
Jeez.
That's not what you see in those romantic movies.
At first I was like, wow, this is getting off to a rather steamy start.
Not bad.
Yep. Too steamy.
Literally steamy.
Steam is not what you'd expect.
Yeah, no.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.